There will be a very exciting, one of my favorite chants, a hulihia, that's called Hulihia Keao Kapapahonua Kamoku. And this is a the hulihia chants are connected to the volcano and volcanic activity. And hulihia usually describe catastrophic volcanic activity. But this particular hulihia we have chosen because it is the chant that Pele teaches Hi'iaka at Haena, at the beach in Haena on Puna on Hawaii Island, with strict instructions that she is going to lay her head down to rest, and under no circumstances, unless it's a dire emergency, is she to be disturbed from her long sleep. And so that's one of the conditions and one of the directions that Pele gives to Hi'iaka before she lays down to sleep. The second thing that she advises Hi'iaka on is that if her spirit is away from her body for too long, this is also the chant that she is to use to call her Kino Wailua, her spirit body, back to her physical body that is going to rest up, on the beach at Haena in Puna. And so when Pele teaches Hi'iaka this chant, Hulihia Keao Kapapahonua Kamoku, we will be performing this chant in utilizing the ka'eke'eke, which are bamboo drums.
Oh, I see.
Ooh, and I grew up seeing my grandmother utilize the ka'eke'eke. And then as I got older and hula, you know, took its different turns with more of a focus towards awana, you know, the more modern style of hula. And then slowly hula kahiko started to come back. And then later, you know, within the last decade or so, more of the older chants are being brought, you know, to the surface and brought out into the public. This is one of them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's the chant that Hi'iaka calls Pele back from Kauai.
Oh.
Because when she goes to sleep in the mo'olelo, when she goes to sleep, her spirit is aroused by the haunting sounds that she does not recognize.
Oh.
There are haunting sounds, and so her spirit is aroused by these sounds, these mysterious sounds, and she wakes up. She doesn't wake. Her spirit leaves her body, and it goes in search of these sounds. So every time Pele becomes feels like she's getting closer to the source of these pulsating sounds, it goes even further and further and further. So she goes from Hawaii, it leads her to over Maui, past Oahu, brings her to Kauai, and she ends up at Ke'e.
My gosh.
In Haena.
Isn't that exciting?
When she arrives in Haena, there's a huge celebration of hula on the beach. And so she dives down into, her spirit dives down into the ocean, which is a form of purification. And when she emerges, she takes on a human appearance, a human form, and she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. The people of Kauai have never seen such a beautiful, woman. And so as she walks up upon the beach, the crowds just part because they are just astounded and amazed by her radiant beauty. And so they create this natural path. And so she follows these sounds. She gets to the front of the crowd. She learns that the source of these mysterious sounds are emanating from the pahu, from the hula pahu, or from the pahu drums. And seated behind the pahu is the handsome, a beautiful Haena chief by the name of Lohiau. So they have this immediate attraction. They they have this back and forth thing going on, and he is amazed by her beauty, and he asks her, you know, who are you? where are you from? And she, you know, she insists that she's a Kama'aina from Kauai. And so they have this cat and mouse game going on, and he comes back and tells her that, oh, you can't possibly be from Kauai because I know all of the beautiful women. And he did. And he did. And so to prove to him or to convince him that she was a Kama'aina, yeah, she was of this land, he invites her to dance. But see, Pele doesn't have the knowledge of dance.
Oh, I see.
And so to veil that that inadequacy and that she does not have the skill of hula or aiha'a, as we knew it then, she offers to chant. And to convince him and the people of Kauai that she's from the island, she rattles off an impressive wind chant that calls upon all of the different winds of Kauai in every crevice and ahupua'a in different district. In actuality, this wind chant that she does starts with the northwestern islands of Nihoa and Lehua, Kaula, Ni'ihau, and then she jumps to Kauai in this chant, and she calls upon all the different winds associated with different places. So in this Kauai wind chant, she names more than 250 winds.
My goodness.
250 winds.
I think they all blow in Anahola.
13 of them blow in Anahola. The other two places that are known to have the most winds are Wainiha at the top of the list, as well as Naue in Haena. And then Anahola, you know, is third with 13 to 15 wins. It's a lot. Mm. And over the past few weeks, we've, you know, the dynamics of the weather, which I find quite inspiring and exciting,
yes,
actually,
yes,
is a reflective of that ancient wisdom. And so it's because of these ancient chants that we know who we are today, as Kanaka Oivi, as native indigenous Hawaiian people. And hula for us is different. It is not the the means to entertain people. There's plenty of that no matter where you go throughout Hawaii and Waikiki, even here on Kauai. And so this is really an opportunity, not so much for people to see a performance, but for us to be able to share and extend this knowledge and this wisdom that we have acquired through the practice, and have people experience and interact with that mana, you know, in a modern facility such as Kauai Community College,
exactly,
performing arts theater. Mm-hmm. But for me, as a traditional kumuhula, for Aikane, as the senior apprentice of the halau, and for all of our haumana who have been working very, very hard to capture that deeper understanding of the practice through these chants, through the oral traditions, is really a ceremony in itself. And so I think for me, that's what excites me the most, is that although we will not usually invite people into those ceremonial gatherings, such as when we go up to the hula heiau up in Haena, that's a very, very private thing.
Yes.
But here, we are able to convey through a formal Hula Kahiko theater production, still bring to the stage all of the sacredness that we apply when we are in ceremony in such sacred places such as Ka'ulua Pa'ua and Kiahualaka up in the heiau at Haena.
That's what's exciting to me. That's what I think makes this such a standalone event. Nothing like it before that I know of.
Not here on Kauai.
Not here on Kauai.
Mm-hmm. And so the, you know, the afternoon will begin as early as 4:30. There'll be offerings of live Hawaiian music. entertainment, Uncle David Spro, you know,
wonderful.
Those gentlemen have, I believe, like the last hold.
They do.
On the classical Hawaiian, traditional Hawaiian music.
Exactly.
Mele Awana, but nonetheless, you will not hear songs that they perform and that we put Awana to anywhere else because people have forgotten them. So that's what's going to go on before.
That's exciting in itself.
You know, yeah. And, you know, and just a lot of festivities with fresh flower lays and ono food and time for people, you know, to just share and visit with each other before the formal presentation, before the formal performance takes place. And but when we go into the theater, we will unfold four different acts with various scenes that take us to different haena.
Mm.
And so the journey will be taken through the voice of Oli, through ceremonial, the formalities of ceremonial chants that we have done since antiquity with the practice of hula. But Act 1, Scene 1 is going to, it's titled An Incantation. Mm. And just to give people a glimpse of what's to come, Act 1, Scene 1, entitled An Incantation, speaks from the Lipo-Lipo. And, you know, we all just had the Kumulipo discussion.
Sure,
journeying from Kahiki, the gods established the ancestor island of Mokumanamana in the deep realm of Kanaloa, led by the skilled paddle of Kamohoali'i, the mythical canoe Honuayakea of Pelehonuamea, proceeds eastward in search of the fire and the new home. And so that first act, that first scene, takes us to the depths of pure nothingness. And looking at the Kumulipo, Va'akahi, the very first time period of the Hawaiian creation chant,
exactly.
And talking about how things are born, how life comes forward from the ancient wisdom and knowledge of our ancestors. And so in that first act, we will present Va'akahi from Kumulipo. And we will honor the sun and Mokumanamana's significance with its manamana, its fingers that reach out and connect to all of the different alignments of Kane Hoalani, the sun. And then the journey on the canoe continues from those northwest Kupuna Islands on the mythical canoe of Pele in search of the new fire. And so from Mokumanamana, in that same act, scene two, will bring us to Wailua, Nui Aho'ano.
Oh.
Because that is our portal,
yes,
for the sun on Kauai. And the relationship between Wailua and Haena is that profound understanding that these are the portals for Kauai in that east-west corridor and alignment for the sun. And not just the sun, but also for the other movements of the, you know, that the cosmic movements, the constellations, the stars, the sun, the moon, all follow. They all enter into the portal of Wailua. They all exit the portal of Haena. And so in this first act, we will touch down in Wailua. We will pay tribute to Mount Ha'upu, mm-hmm, and celebrate its divination qualities. And then it will end with our own Kilauea out here,
wow,
north. Because that's the home that the Pele clan, that Pele establishes for a very brief moment. But nonetheless, it is still a crater. which is why we call it Crater Hill, if people didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. But this is our Kilauea here. And for us, that is a really special tribute because our home for the halau is in Kilauea, out here on the North Shore.
Exactly.
So that's Act One. And then in Act Two, Act Two is one complete scene. And it takes us into the parameters and the sacred folds of the hula temple. And what goes on in the traditional halau hula or the traditional seminary of Aiha'a and hula. And so here we will present on stage the complete protocol of the ceremonial chants that the dancer dresses and adorns themselves with the pa'u and with the greenery of lei and adornments. And then, you know, in the second half, we will open up with the third scene. We'll take us to Ha'ena Hawaii. And we will stay there for two scenes, celebrating the Ha'ena on Hawaii Island, the Pelean Hi'iaka chants, where the hula is born for those traditions out eastward in the archipelago. And then, of course, we will end up right back in our own Ha'ena here on Kauai and celebrate further with chants and dances right from our own Ha'ena.
Gives me chicken skin to think about it. I can't wait.
We're excited.
I cannot wait.
We have lots of work. You know, and if any of our Haumana are tuning in, and I think
they are.
I want to send all of you a big hug and aloha from both Aikane and I, because we know that everyone's working really, really hard. And for, you know, for many of our students who have not been in halau for a long time, right now is a very crucial time that I think many of them are beginning to realize that hula is a discipline.
It is
a discipline that requires complete focus. And some of the things we have been doing over and over and over, week after week and for months, because there is nothing short of excellence that we are striving for. And so, you know, I do want to humbly commend, you know, each and every one of you that are out there. Keep up the good work. Know that the work is not done until that last pule is said in the circle and we shut the lights on Saturday. Aikane is here. He's kind of giggling and laughing on the side because if anybody knows, he knows.
He knows.
Well, it's also excellent, too. You know, I just came to this small kind of realization that, as Kumu said earlier, that it's, you know, taken decades from when she first learned these hulas, you know, to come to a realization that, you know, the alignments are connected. And just to be a part of that realization in the cycle is more than awesome. I also wanted to, you know, speak to that, the goal of this. You know, what is the goal? Why are we doing this even? And it has to do with the ha, you know. Ha'ena has inspired life, you know, worldwide through alignments, through connectivity. And I feel the reason for this is to return it back to Ha'ena through the art form of Aiha'a. You know, eho ike aloha me kaha, ika moku o Ha'ena. Returning the love and the breath to the, you know, to the district of Ha'ena. And for me, that is the overall goal. Why we put this on, you know? Why we inspire to create something like Ha'a Ha'ena and to, you know, make this available to the
general public.
That was going to be one of my questions, in fact, the kuleana for this.
Yes.
And I realize how I remember, it just seems to me like kuleana, the word, is tossed around lightly like I love bread, you know.
Right.
I love that movie, you know, and everything is, you know, my Kuleana this and that. But it's more than that. And I remember at one of the lectures that you had, which I just want to touch on. We only have a few minutes left. Na'ukamali'i was speaking and referred to Kuleana as being for the collective and not for the self.
That's right.
She said Kuleana cannot be negotiated, and that it is what we do and what we are.
Absolutely.
And that just really stuck with me.
Yes. And there are, like many of our Hawaiian words, have multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. They don't mean one or the other. They are applicable to all of them.
Exactly.
So with Kuleana means responsibility, but it also means obligation. And it also is a benefit, but yet we are reminded that it is a privilege.
Yes.
And so for us, the traditions of Aiha'a and Hula, for me, is a privilege. It is a privilege that I must take care of and I must perpetuate in the way that our ancestors intended it to be, pono, pure, true, and unexploited.
Exactly.
Beautifully and said. And that's the obligation. And it's a senior contract that I have with my kupuna. And with all the different generations, the many generations that came before. And I was just thinking, as Aikane was talking about the ha, you know, and ha'ena, in that when we went to Hawaii Island in October, the theme of that huaka'i, of that journey, that cultural excursion that I took our
yes.
halawan, it was called, I themed it Ha'a Ha'ena, Dancing the Myth. After we went there, the huaka'i intensified for me. For our students, it was done, but I came away with that, both of us, Aikane and I, came away from that huaka'i with more questions,
sure.
with more curiosities, with deeper understanding, and inspired, just multiple folds of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that quest to continue, we've become involved in different issues on the island, and I can say very humbly that what has enabled us to be working through these challenges and issues, these modern day issues, whether it's developments in Wailua or burials in Haena, is that we are now understanding the greater Kuleana because of the knowledge that we are acquiring
exactly.
through the practice and through our, you know, our cultural involvement, the cultural activities and the lessons and the teachings that are coming forth because of these alignments. And so thus, the event on Saturday is themed Ha'a Ha'ena, entering into the consciousness of Hula.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to participate in hula, in traditional hula, one must have that consciousness or dedicate oneself to work towards achieving that consciousness. So Ha'ena is the breath of the sun, that first and that last breath that the sun takes when it comes out of the ocean and when it sinks below the horizon. But Ha'ena is also that breath of regenerative force and energy that the dancer inhales and exhales in the practice with passion and commitment and dedication.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Well, I have been speaking with Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua, the Kumuhula of Halau Palaihiva Okaipuwai, and the Alaka'i of the Halau, Aikane Alapai, and they have been talking about this Saturday's event, the classical Hula Kahiko theater production at Kauai Community College called Ha'a Ha'ena, Entering the Consciousness of Hula. Tickets may be obtained online at the kaieie.org, that's K-A-I-E-I-E, from any Halau member. Also at Magic Dragon in Princeville, Island Soap and Candle Works in Kilauea, and at Kauai Music and Sound in Waipuli. I cannot mention prices, but I can tell you that ticket prices at the door are a little more expensive, so get them at the places I just mentioned or from a Halau member. Also, tickets will be given away on Hawaiian programs this week, And Kumu, we greatly appreciate your generosity in doing that and donating the tickets for our listeners, the callers.
We appreciate the support.
The callers have been very, very enthusiastic and looking forward to going. So to the both of you, I extend my deepest mahalo and best wishes for a wonderful, wonderful. I'll be there. I'll be there bright and early.
Well, I tell you, last night I asked our Papa Kinohi Ilua how many people still had tickets, and only 3 people raised their hands.
Wow.
One person had two, you know, I mean, and they will go.
They will go.
And so in July, when we offered up Ahahula, we were shocked because the event sold out 3 days before, and we ended up having to pull tickets from the outlet.
Oh,
so we don't know that we will ever do this again. And so if you are listening, if you are visiting, if you live here and you are interested, please, think about it. Ha'aha'ena, entering into the consciousness of hula. We're totally excited about it. We are more humbled than excited to be doing this. And we, mahalo our ancestors, our ohana, the aina, the community. Thank you so, so much. And mahalo to KKCR.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure having you with us. Okay. Well, you are listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. In just a couple of moments, we'll have Democracy Now! My name is Colette. I want to say mahalo for joining me today for Ho'onanea. And you know what? We just have about 2 minutes. And wait a second. Kumu, nobody was able to give me the definition of palaihiva in order to win a ticket. And I made them. This was a homework assignment for them last week.
Yes. We've been listening.
Someone called today and said, is it in the name of a bird? And I said, not quite.
No. Well, let me explain. Palai is short for palapalai. And the palapalai is one of several different kinolau, or vegetable and plant manifestations of sacred plants that are part of the practice. So the sacred plants that would go onto the hula altar. The palaihiva is a specific, very, very rare, so rare that people don't know about it, a very rare species of the palapalai fern that when it matures, the stem turns into a deep, very beautiful, deep black.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing about the palaihiva is that the fronds are perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
They are perfect. They are aligned. They are balanced. The texture of it. As a laymaker, it was one of the most incredible gifts of finding these. So there are only 4 places on this island that we know where there are palaihiva. And they are in very remote places. One place we found when we were on a cultural a study assignment, way, way up in the reaches of a North Shore valley. The only access was by helicopter.
My goodness.
We found a small little colony of the palaihiva there. And then several other places up west and one place up east. So, of course, as you see, I'm not telling you where they are.
No.
Because they are so rare and need to take care of them. But the symbol of the palapalai is the flexibility of the apprentice and the student in hula to be able to dedicate oneself to the learning, and the pliability in the working of the fern is a symbol for us and growth. It symbolizes growth, but the rarity of the palaihiva has to do with the tradition that we come from.
Mm.
And so we're very, very humbled, the black-stemmed palapalai. But hiva is also a word for cherished.
Yes.
And it is also another word that means sacred.
I see. Yeah. So someone did call it, I think it was this morning, and said, does it mean precious fern?
It does, but that's too generic.
It's too generic, exactly. So he didn't win.
Yeah. And thank you, you know, for making people work for these, because our whole goal is that people will learn.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which I have done through many of your lectures. And
thank you so much.
And I do speak about them often. We don't have time to talk about them today, but
that's okay.
Every month, Kumu and Aikane put forth these magnificent lectures and workshops. So we must end today, and even though it is 11 o'clock and Democracy Now! Will be starting in just a moment, I am going to give away the final ticket on this show to the first person who can call and give me the definition of Palai Hiva. And there, there goes the phone. And there is no excuse for not getting it now.
That's right. Okay. The answer has been revealed.
The answer has been revealed.